Do you still pinch yourself about the Enable story? Because, I mean, it would have been a story to tell the grandkids about if it had all ended at the back end of last season, wouldn't it?
She's so exciting. Really, everything she does and the way she does it and her general air of brilliance is something else, really. She's got a mind on her like very, very few horses, and what she wants to do and when she wants to do it is entirely up to her.
If I'd have said to you this would all happen after that first day in Newcastle, you'd probably put your white coat on and taken me away to somewhere safe from you. Has she exceeded every expectation, most expectations?
I think we... of course she has. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think when she won at Newcastle... She was always a pretty nice horse. So when she won at Newcastle, we were sort of hopeful, but... I think if you said we'd be looking at two King George's, two Arcs, an Eclipse, about three or four Oaks, I'd have laughed at you. But I think, of course, when she ran in the mile and a quarter conditions race at Newbury on her reappearance as a three-year-old, we were all concentrating on really shutter speed then in those days. And I was laughing with Frankie and John the other day. I said it was all shutter speed. And of course, but William Buick got off her and said, you know, this is a pretty nice filly. So we were encouraged enough and liked her enough to go then to the Cheshire Oaks. And then thereafter, it was the expectations were ranked up a bit.
I mean, the Thunder and Lightning polka around Epsom that day will long live in the memory.
I think it was, but mainly because the race has run at a breakneck pace as well. I think it was a race record time, and it was obviously run in Thunder and Lightning, and Rhododendron and her had a great battle up the straight. But for her to go away in the last furlong and win gave us just an inkling of how good she might be.
So which was the longer conversation between Team Abdullah and Mr. Gosden? Do we go to York, or which race do we go for York?
I think Prince Khalid always says to me, we must do the best for the horse, whatever the right thing is for the horse. And so that is an easy one to follow, bearing in mind that obviously two things. One is the Judmont International is Prince Khalid's flagship race. He's sponsored for over 20 years now. And so therefore it is dear to his heart, notwithstanding, of course, Frankel's performance there and twice over before him. But with the Arc has always been the main target for Enable this year. And so how to get her there in the best possible shape and to give her the nice run in that we would like for her, the Yorkshire Oaks came out on top.
And blow me, Mr. Gosden, looks though he might have one of your chief rivals as well, because the intelligence is suggesting that Larty Dar might be in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously I can't speak for other owners or other horses, but certainly John has got a wealth of fillies in that category. So it would be surprising if one of them didn't turn up, or several of them.
How much has Frankie Dettori and his pomp made to this horse?
I think sometimes it is easy, especially when jockeys are on good horses, to overestimate the jockey sometimes, if that's not being too unfair. But on this occasion, Frankie has got on a very decent horse, no question about that. But some of his race riding nous and just savvy. If you look at both Arcs, especially the one at Chantilly, and of course the more recently the King George, it really is it's a rider riding with at the very top of his game and rarely on the ball and smart operator, which not everyone would have been able to do.
John said about the horse going to York, lots of nice things about the York public and the crowd that is going to be there. It's going to be very special, isn't it? But, you know, the York crowd through the years, I think back not only to Frankel winning, but also the day see the Stars won. Yep. They were just so receptive of seeing a world-class racehorse.
It never ceases to amaze me, the York public. I think they are, I'm only slightly biased, but they are the most remarkable crowd one could get, both knowledgeable, enthusiastic, tough to please, but certainly incredibly receptive of a good horse. And I mean, if we take See the Stars, I mean, his ice cold temperament coming through the two horses to Mick Kinnane taking the Judmont was very special. Of course, 22nd of August 2012 was Frankel. I don't think anyone who was either there or near York will ever forget that day. It was quite extraordinary from dawn to dusk, actually, as it turned out. It was a really remarkable day. And of course, they loved to see the good horses. So I hope she'll put on a good show for them.
And finally, what else might we see from Team Abdullah during the 4 days? Obviously, the one is particularly that sits out is Weekender, who is still in the Sky Bet Eagle.
Yeah, I saw him breeze this morning. He's in good shape, and so he goes and tries and go one better than last year, which may be tough. As they put on a bit more prize money, and so a lot of very decent horses are turning up. But he's in good shape.